The Cultural Studies Association.
And our editorial collective.
Randy Martin.
Bruce Burkett.
Emma Dowling.
Jafar Axikas.
Jamie Sky Bianco.
And Patricia Clough.
Is proud to launch
the very first issue
of the journal
Lateral.
I think of lateral as an attempt
to look
not vertically, but
laterally,
horizontally.
Across different sectors and sites.
Intellectual trajectories, vocabulary.
Say, what are the terms of knowledge affiliation?
Where is knowledge produced?
Of knowledge production.
How is knowledge produced?
That don't presuppose that there's a single...
And then what form
outcome
is it represented in its sort of final communication?
Starting to open up how it is that people engage one another.
The individual who owns knowledge.
Where it is that dialogue.
Versus a collective process of knowledge production.
The impression, the inscription of knowledge can carry you.
Well, that's where the question of form enters in.
What does academic work take for granted over and over and over again as its form?
Writing text.
Traditional disciplinary method.
Critical exposures.
Peer-reviewed article.
As the only form of knowledge production.
So there's a kind of default mode.
Which enables certain people to be able to speak and others to not find that a medium of communication that makes sense to them.
I know there's been a lot of discussion about the role of the technical and the technocratic in media.
A lot of questions about
the body and
digital technology.
And the process of the body and knowledge production and politics.
Because once you start talking about experimenting in form,
code, coding, digital media practice,
you're really thinking about the materiality of processes, the body, the all the way through.
It's about designing affects.
Thinking maybe digitally or thinking digital technology.
So that all the sort of inurement of exposure and overexposure of media culture.
It sort of collapses when it's really good.
Can actually be felt.
The notion of studying and
sort of
and doing.
Turn to practice, I think, is absolutely essential.
So the challenge is
how to start
to think through the question of form,
producing
not only intellectually but also materially
the new forms the university has to become.
So it seems to me the enormous promise of having kind of liquid platform
affordances, designs, affections,
is you can actually propose a question.
It is creative in that it must be inventive, it must be designed,
and then say, well, what form might this take?
It isn't a form that we already have,
rather than assuming that you already know the answer.
It must respond to what's happening,
having this capacity,
and that entails
to build in design
the abject embrace of potential failure
at the front end in response.
Experimentation
becomes, I think, an essential break.
There's a cue there, though, I think, to the question of value.
The ways in which knowledge is valued and evaluated.
And then the ways in which certain knowledges are valued over others.
To look at the relationship between value and valuation.
Finding processes of review and of peer review that make more sense.
And that's part of the intellectual project. It's not just the background of the intellectual project.
While peer review is still necessary.
Not just running away from peer review.
There's other kinds of review processes.
But to sort of inhabit from within.
That we're really interested in.
And to open up the many different things that peer review can mean.
Curation, I think, is an interesting term.
I think the difference between editorial and curatorial work is important here.
Has that double meaning as both care and poison?
Both for the journal as a whole and also for the thread editors.
So the care is really to identify what needs are and to take care of them until they come to fruition.
Submissions to the journal would be responses to a question or a problematic.
And at the same time, the poison is to say that this is not something that need live forever.
They would not just be variations on a theme or work just to fill pages.
It's a different kind of sense of seriality, of continuity, of collection.
In a way that you're thinking collaboratively about the shape that the thread will take going forward.
And I think it's really exciting that we've created these research threads.
Theory and method.
Universities in question.
Mobilizations and interventions.
The culture industry's thread.
And we haven't set in stone how they're going to emerge and how they're going to develop.
Some kind of engagement with cultural studies where the question is,
what is happening to the university?
What happens with culture?
How social, economic, and political forces.
When the horizon of culture vanishes.
Act on cultural production.
The question of
what is theory anyway?
What is university knowledge for?
What does it mean?
What is theory building?
To move cultural studies through the university.
A lot of questions about race.
Fighting against gentrification.
Critical citizenship.
Our value as intellectuals.
Social movements.
Professional metrics of success.
Transformations in materiality.
But we don't stop here.
Really, what we're trying to do with this initial expression of lateral.
What's embedded in the process is
to have a kind of embodied material call. for participation.
Let's work together. Let's see where these things take us.
The journal.
My hope for Lateral is
that
is helping
that us
helps us to
folks
find
in
out
reshape
the Cultural Studies Association.
We think about cultural studies
and
its futures
should be right now
and want to get involved.